I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. According to Apple's newly revised terms and conditions statement, you, the customer, must now agree to let Apple store your location data and share it with third parties. If you don't agree, you can't download apps or music or anything else. You might not have ever read Apple's user agreement, seeing as how it's now three times longer than the U.S. Constitution. Google Voice is a free service where you get one number that will ring at any phone you have, work, home, cell, wherever you want. It's been around for a while as an invitation-only program. On Tuesday, Google opened it up for everyone. Speaking of Google, they have these cars, and they drive around neighborhoods all over the world taking pictures, which are then used for Google Maps and Google Earth to show what places look like. A few weeks ago, we found out that Google was collecting data from unsecured Wi-Fi networks in people's houses as those cars were driving by. Google says it was accidental, they didn't know they had it, it was just meaningless bits of data anyway, and they're working with authorities and various governments to delete it. Now, we dedicated a show to this weeks ago when various governments were threatening Google with legal action, and the issue has only intensified since then. A French data protection agency charges that Google was capturing meaningful information like email addresses and passwords. Back in the U.S., Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal said Monday he's leading an investigation of Google's practices. Danny Sullivan operates the website Search Engine Land. He follows Google very closely. Danny, what data was Google acquiring?
Anything. They are collecting anything that you were broadcasting off of your Wi-Fi router if you hadn't enabled the encryption or made a secure connection through it. So when people are broadcasting and using their Wi-Fi, they're sending information from their computer through the Wi-Fi out to the Internet. And it's as if you're having a conversation with someone. And if you're just talking to somebody else and you're not using any kind of a code, then anybody could hear what you're saying.
Being online with an unsecure wireless hub in your home is the equivalent to standing at your window with the window wide open, talking loudly as people walk by outside.
Exactly. And that's also a key thing that's happening with what Google was doing. They were literally driving by. So they may have caught a word or two or three of your email, but they didn't really catch the entire conversation. They've got these little snippets of things. In contrast, somebody could actually just, say, stand in front of your house and sit there for hours and record all this information and really have a very good, complete record of what you're doing.
Is Google a scapegoat for our own tendencies to broadcast information that's unsecured?
I suppose if we wanted to pick out some scapegoats, it might be that the people who make the router shouldn't be shipping them out there unencrypted. It's done that way because it makes it easy for everybody to get started, but it'd be kind of like shipping out a bunch of cars that didn't have keys. Anybody could just get in and drive it away.
So how do you make sure your information is safe? Glenn Fleischman runs the website Wi-Fi Networking News. Glenn, how do we secure our home networks?
It's pretty easy these days with any Wi-Fi router sold in the last few years to turn on encryption. And while that always sounds daunting, nobody wants to be told, type in an encryption key and that will enable secure 832-bit blah-de-blah.
I'm getting nervous just talking about it.
Right. So over the years, they finally made it generally easy. On some devices, you have what's called Wi-Fi Protected Setup, or WPS, and you press a button on your router, and then you go to a computer you want to join, and you select a network that's bolded, and it makes the connection securely. You don't type in any encryption keys, and you're done. On other hardware, you may have to make up a key, but these days, you can use a passphrase, something like, my dog has fleas, and an exclamation point at the end, and you go happily to every computer or iPad or Android phone you want to join, and you type in that same text passphrase that makes perfect sense, that isn't full of, you know, letters and numbers that are indecipherable.
Producer Larissa Anderson is here. Hello.
Hi, John.
Larissa, you found a story today that gave us both the creeps.
Yeah, beautifulpeople.com is an online dating site that says it's for good-looking people only.
And now they're launching a fertility forum where you can find people whose beauty you want to pass on to your children. You contact those people and then you arrange to acquire their sperm or eggs.
And the kicker is they're letting the ugly people in. Here's what the founder of the company says, quote, everyone, including ugly people, would like to bring good-looking children into the world. And we can't be selfish with our attractive gene pool.
I think that guy redefines ugly people. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.